The dressing rooms are cozy backstage. The lights are dim, and the countertops are as cluttered as the dashboard of a teenager's car. And the actors are all piled up on each other like siblings. Take Rodney Hicks, who plays the landlord, Benny. He somehow wedged himself between the sink and the fan as he watches his co-stars get ready.
I actually am always here in their dressing room, because that's like my spot.
Getting into character doesn't take any longer than throwing on a pair of jeans and some eyeliner. Will Chase, who plays the tortured rocker Roger, freshens up his character's look.
I'm painting my nails. Black, jet black.
In minutes, this crew will hit the stage for the tightly wound opening song Rent, a number that Will says feels like being shot out of a cannon.
How do you document real life when real life's getting more like fiction each day? Headlines, breadlines blow my mind, and now this deadline, eviction or pay.
Rent broke the mold of the American musical. The music was fresh and based on a rock sensibility. Rent's creator Jonathan Larson based the musical on Puccini's La Bohème, relocating the opera to the East Village of the early 1990s. The characters are artists in their mid-20s, struggling to find life's meaning in the face of AIDS, poverty, and addiction. And, this being a musical, they explore these themes by breaking into song on tabletops. The characters mourn their losses while singing full-throated lyrics like "Forget regret, or life is yours to miss," and "No day but today." A lot has changed since Rent first opened. After all, the gritty bohemian scene of Larson's East Village just doesn't exist anymore.
So do any of you guys live in the East Village?
I have never lived in the East Village. It's funny to watch a piece like this become a period piece right before your eyes. I can't remember who I was talking to the other day about AIDS and HIV, and just the stakes don't seem as high anymore. I don't mean in the show. I mean in life.
Or maybe the stakes just keep changing. The city isn't exactly rid of the issues that plague the characters in the show. The show is called Rent, after all, and who can't identify with that?
The play takes place in New York and deals with New York people, but I think the themes of the show are very universal in terms of, you know, dealing with living in the moment and, you know, how to measure your life.
It's measuring your life by love.
Measuring your life in love.
That's Adam Cantor, who plays the central role of Mark, and he just can't help himself from quoting a lyric from the show. The actors say they really identify with Larson's philosophy, and that gives them a firm grip on their roles, even though many weren't even teenagers when Rent first hit Broadway. Take Adam. This is his first paid acting gig, and up until he landed this role, he was just another ardent fan.
I remember singing it with friends, and me and my brother blasting it in the car, and there's definitely something really emotional about seeing it leave Broadway. I feel in many ways the show sort of belongs to my generation, because all my friends who I loved the show with growing up were now the ages of these characters.
By contrast, Rodney Hicks feels like he grew up with the show as a part of the original cast in an ensemble role and now playing Benny, the landlord.
I was like a child.
For him, Rent has been his family through the years.
You're a different person from 21 to 34, you know, and I'm going to miss being able to come to the show if, you know, you're going through something during the day or whatever. You can just always come to Rent and just delve into the possibilities in life, going, wow, okay, life is this, you know. But now you can't so much, you know. It is truly, I think, the end of an era.
Many fans feel the same way. The outer wall of the theater is covered with graffiti, and lately it's filling up with messages of regret. You can stand outside and read the sentimental scrawlings in black magic marker. This show has changed my life in so many ways. Live your life by the rules of Rent and nothing can stop you. And I can't believe this family must die. Even though the show is closing, the cast insists that this is the best time to be a part of Rent.
Opening, you know, Jonathan's death was so fresh, and it was really about that. We didn't have time to mourn or anything, so we were still on that wave. And now it's really about celebrating each other and celebrating the talents of one another and celebrating the show. That's why I say that this time is the best time for me.
For WNYC, I'm Valerie Lipinski.